Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
It is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for coming back and being with us. In studio is a return visitor to the Business News Hour. Her name is Christina Kinsella. And Christina is with the American Civil Liberties Union here in Iowa. And we saw a press release out just the other day, and it was talking about the legislative scorecard. So I was curious what this was all about, and we called and said, can Christina come back and talk to us? And they said, sure. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
How have you been?
Very well. How about yourself?
Oh, thank God. You know, doing all right. You know, just kind of turning the crank every day, trying to make a living.
I hear that.
First of all, before we get into this, you know, there's lots of people that say the American Civil Liberties Union is the devil incarnate. Okay. I mean, there are some people that don't like ACLU for whatever reason that might be. And so why don't we break the ice a little bit and tell folks what it is ACLU does?
Sure. So the ACLU, we're a nonpartisan organization. I promise we're not the devil incarnate. And we work to make sure that everybody's civil liberties and civil rights are protected as they're dictated in the U.S. Constitution and in the Iowa Constitution. We span party lines. We work with everybody to make sure that everybody's rights are protected.
So those are rights like what? Freedom of speech, freedom mm-hmm. of assembly, those basic rights?
Yeah, those are some of the things the ACLU is most well known for, is its work on free speech, freedom of religion, voting rights, very relevant right now. We've been doing a lot of work around voting rights, especially here in Iowa. Rights for all people, people of color, transgender people, the LGBT community.
It astounds me that people would not want that to happen.
Sure.
I just sometimes don't understand the angst that people have against the ACLU, because it would be, well, you know, you have rights to do stuff mm-hmm. and somebody's got to be standing out there saying, hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we got that ground covered. So what is this scorecard? What is it that you do each year?
So after the end of a whole General Assembly here in Iowa, so a General Assembly with our state house in Iowa is 2 years.
Right.
Because our legislative sessions go January to May-ish. So at the end of a whole assembly, which just ended this year, we look through all of the bills that the ACLU has registered on, has worked on, has lobbied for or against. We look at what legislators, how they voted, how they came down on certain things, and we put together a report on the key issues we worked on, some of the key bills we worked on, and then we record how each legislator voted.
All right. So, and that has, and then you make this public mm-hmm. for individuals who have concerns relative to whatever liberties or whatever civil liberties are out there that sometimes our legislators may or may not support.
Correct.
All right. So what are some of the bills that you guys worked on over at the ACLU here in Iowa this year that we can talk about?
Sure. So we, just to give you sort of a understanding of what we do, we registered, meaning we declared for, against, or undecided sure. on something like 200 bills.
200
bills. So we've scored about 13.
Folks are busy under the Golden Dome,
oh,
aren't they?
Oh, yes. Our legislative folks are extremely busy and very, very good at what they do. So the bills that we chose to score are bills that, A, got some kind of vote in one or both chambers, and two, really, we worked really hard on and are kind of dealing with our key issues. So, for instance, one of the big ones that actually got signed into law that we've been working on for years was the Right to Assistance Bill, which targeted... So there have been these crime nuisance orders that have been laws that have popped up in places like Cedar Rapids, here in Des Moines, Waterloo, where if you are repeatedly having the police come to your property, you or your landlord in some cases can be penalized and it can lead to evictions. Now, what happens is this targets victims of domestic violence, crime victims in general, and we actually unanimously got this passed in both chambers and the governor signed it into law in June. But this tells municipalities, no, you can't pass these crime nuisance ordinances that target and penalize victims of domestic violence for calling the police.
Yeah, really. Now, this really flew under my radar. I had not heard anything about this.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that just, I think everybody can agree, anybody who needs to call the police should be able to do that without fear of being evicted from your home. So that was one of the big ones. We also had a couple dealing with juvenile criminal justice rights. There was a law passed in 2015 that kept active life sentences for juveniles.
I remember this.
And then this year in May, the Iowa Supreme Court said, no, that's not okay. So we're working on catching the legislature up. And then the juvenile confidentiality law that the governor signed into law this year makes it so that people who are convicted of crimes when they're juveniles can keep that confidential as they become adults so that they can actually move forward and be successful and not be hampered by mistakes you make as a kid.
Got it. There was another bill, and I don't know if you guys were on this or not, but a friend of mine, her name is Ruth Laporte, she worked on a bill about voyeurism or Peeping Tom. That was it. The Peeping Tom bill. Did you hear about that?
I have not.
Yeah, the governor signed it.
Really?
Yeah. It was some kind of a law that says you can't be a peeping Tom.
Well, that makes sense.
I thought so. Anyway, there's so many things that go through the general session that sometimes we lose track. So on all of these issues, then your group says, okay, these are the folks that voted with us or against us.
Yep.
So what'd you find out?
We found out that, it's not predictable. You can't always determine based on party affiliation, based on anything, what legislators are going to do. They truly do try to do what they believe is in the best interest of their constituency. You find that they do listen in some instances. Like, for instance, there was a bullying bill that came up. In some instances, some legislators have like a gut reaction that something doesn't seem right, so they reach out to us. And what's great is we get people reaching out to us regardless of party affiliation.
So that you can then articulate your position with regard to whatever these issues are.
Correct.
Okay. Are some legislators surprised at your stand on some of these things?
I think so, yes. But at this point, many of the legislators have worked with us on many issues. They know where we stand. And that's why they trust us and they come to us and they say, something doesn't feel right about the free speech aspect of this, like the bullying bill. Something doesn't feel right here. Can you help me understand that?
So even with an anti-bullying bill, okay, let's take that for just a moment. So if in the anti-bullying bill, there are restrictions on the right of free speech, then that becomes, with you folks, problematic.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Of course, the ACLU also works to deal with the issue of bullying. The problem with the particular bullying bill here was that it was expanding past the schoolyard. It was students on their social media at home with their parents. And what we never want to do is what we call chill speech, meaning we don't want students to have to, or anybody to have that sort of hesitation. Should I say this? Should I not? We want people to feel free.
Even sometimes speech that other people find reprehensible. I would perhaps lift up the Westboro Baptist Church folks, for example. I think, if I'm not mistaken, ACLU has come to their defense from time to time.
That is correct. And it's one of those things where you can defend a person's right to say something without condoning what they say. Mm-hmm. And it's what we always are afraid of. I hate using this phrase, but it's the slippery slope that everybody worries about. You know, if we say, okay, you can't protest the funeral of a fallen soldier, what's next? What can't you protest next? Can you not protest the police? Can you not protest the military? And we don't want to open that door.
And there seems to be nationally, there seems to be movements out there that continue to restrict people's right to dissent.
Correct.
In many, many categories. You know, the cell phone videos that we see mm-hmm. that are recording all types of actions against individuals are sometimes pretty frightening.
Yes.
And so those are things that you would, with the Iowa ACLU, the United States group, would come to the defense of whomever, correct?
And yes, absolutely. And we've put together resources for...
Really?
Yes, for protesters on what your rights are, when you're organizing a protest, what to do, like when can you film the police? And the answer to that is yes, as long as you're not obstructing.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. We put together resources on what to do if you're trying to protest, what to do if you're arrested or you're stopped. And that's the more people know, the more they can protect themselves.
Sure. All right. So back on your civil liberties scorecard, I suspect that there are some legislators that are in there that scored pretty well.
Yes.
And others it scored not so well.
Correct.
And then do you follow up with these legislators or do they ever follow up with you and say, hey, how come you gave me a good mark or a bad mark or whatever?
Sometimes we hear about it through the press. The ultimate goal for this isn't so much for the legislator. It's for our members, our supporters, and voters and constituents who want to talk to their legislators. They can use this as a guide to help them see where their legislator came down on things and use this as a way to...
Just ask the question.
Yes.
Why did you oppose or why were you in favor of whatever this piece of legislation
exactly.
is, and how does that square with my personal beliefs or your
exactly.
general constituency?
Yes. And that's what we want to encourage is voters and constituents reaching out to their legislators and talking with them and understanding where their legislator stands.
Sure. Well, because with that discussion would come some understanding of a person's position, whether it's pro or mm-hmm. con. And at least if we can have that honest conversation, then we don't have the animosity maybe behind that. We can at least have an intelligent discussion.
Absolutely.
I like that. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Exactly. And Iowans are so unique and so great when it comes to engaging in the political process.
We?
And we have so many people here who will reach out to their legislators and do this work without us even having to prompt them. And all we do is provide them with the resources and they go out and do the great work themselves.
Well, you know, Iowa is blessed from the aspect of, you know, our first in the nation caucus mm-hmm. status and the opportunity that we have. As such a small state,
yeah.
to be so involved in the political process all up and down on both party sides.
Yes.
And it's really refreshing. Christina Kinsella has been our guest. We've been talking about the legislative report and the civil liberties scorecard. And this is all available online?
Yes.
And we will have a link to that
Wonderful.
In the radio blog so that people can find out more information about exactly what it was that we're talking about.
Wonderful.
Thank you for coming back and doing this. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's always I find this stuff very interesting. You know, we don't do politics on the Business News Hour, and I don't think we've talked anything about politics
nope.
here at all. You know, we are talking about the simple civil rights of the citizenry here in the great state of Iowa. Thank
yes.
you very much for coming by.
Thank you.
Good stuff. All right, we've got to clear aside because what? Well, the Wall Street Report comes up next. We'll tell you what the stocks did today. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
A ride in the wagon, she crawled in and took control. She was tired. Her mind moved.